Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jimmy Morris at JMorrisMCM on Twitter. MusicCityMiracles.com at TitansMCM. All right, so tonight, Titans Bills live from Orchard Park, New York. You know, we got some, I guess, bad news. I think we all kind of saw it coming over the weekend. Christian Fulton is going to miss this game. He actually missed the game against Buffalo last year as well, which is interesting. But, you know, listen, it's not good, right? Because he's probably their best corner. You know, he made a bad play against the Giants, obviously. But overall, he's been really good for them. So not having him is a problem. But we're going to get to find out what Caleb Farley is. This is a good test for him. And, you know, they talked last week about how he is good outside. The only reason he didn't start was they didn't want to give Roger McCreary too much inside, you know, on early downs, all that kind of stuff. Well, now Caleb Farley is, you know, your other outside corner. And so I'm assuming that early downs, they go Farley and McCreary outside, Ugo Amadi inside, and then I don't know what. Maybe they keep it that way on third down, or maybe they switch it up. I don't know. We'll have to see who they trust outside. They called Chris Jackson back up from the practice squad. A guy that's been up and down with them over the last couple of years. You know, he's fast, and he's played okay for them at times, but obviously not the level of Christian Fulton. But, you know, you want your defense to be at full strength going against this Buffalo attack, which is, I mean, probably the best offense in football. We'll see. You know, the Titans have been pretty good against them, but we'll have to see what they can dial up this time. I mean, you know, obviously they already don't have Harold Landry. Now you don't have Fulton. So I don't know. The Bills did add Gabriel Davis to the injury list on Saturday, I guess it was. Yeah, Saturday, with an ankle injury, ruled him as questionable. Haven't seen any update on that. But generally when a guy gets added late in the week, that's not a good sign for his availability in the game either Sunday or Monday, but we'll have to see. I don't know if he's going to play or not. That would obviously help the Titans, because that would be one less weapon that you have to focus on for them. You know, I know the Titans were bad against the run last week, and you know, I saw Easton Freeze on Twitter, I think, wondering if the Bills would see that and try to attack the Titans with the run. Honestly, I hope they do. I would much rather them be handing the ball off to their running backs than Josh Allen throwing the ball in the field, running around, all the stuff that he does. I doubt the Bills are going to do that. You know, they have a way they play offense. It's very successful for them. I don't see them, you know, making any real big changes there. But who knows? We'll have to see. Every game's different. Every year's different. You know, the Titans are going to play better on defense than they did last week. They're going to have to stop the run better than they did. They're going to have to not have those big miscues like they had, where you get the 60-plus yard run, a 60-plus yard touchdown pass. So if they can limit that stuff, if they can make the Bills drive, I think they've got a pretty good chance in this one. And then it's going to be about, you know, Derrick Henry. Can they get Derrick Henry going? Weren't really able to do that against the Giants. Henry has traditionally been a slow starter. You know, a lot of questions about whether or not he is done, or, you know, what he's going to be this year. He didn't look like we want Derrick Henry to look in that first game, but I'm not overly concerned about that simply because, again, he's traditionally started slow. You know, he missed the majority of the year last year. He did come back for that last game, but, you know, where you really get to see Derrick Henry's strengths are as teams get worn down, whether it be inside of a game or over the course of a season, and he is still, you know, the transformer that he is, and he's running through those guys when they are banged up or just lose interest in, you know, trying to tackle him. So we'll see. Last year against the Bills, he had the long run for a touchdown. But if I remember correctly, otherwise it wasn't all that of it wasn't that much of a successful day. But he had the 74-yard run, I think it was, and you know that's what he does, right? I mean, it's bang, 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 and then all of a sudden he breaks one, and it's the thing that allows them to get away with banging their head against the wall so many times on first down, on second and 10, on those types of plays where we're all, you know, sitting at home screaming at the TV or at the game, screaming at Todd Downing. And then all of a sudden Derrick Henry breaks one and it's like, well, see, that's why we're doing that. And, you know, I mean, I get that a little bit, but we're going to need a little bit more variety, I think, this year, for him to get going. So anyway, we'll see how that plays out. I don't necessarily expect the Titans to win this game. I think it's a tough task going to Buffalo Monday night. The Titans have had their number over the last couple of years, so they're going to be tuned up for this. I don't expect them to win. I want to see them keep it competitive. Hey, if they do win, that'll be great. I do expect them to keep it within the 9.5, whatever the line has ended up being. But, this is a tough game. This is why... Excuse me. It was so important for them to get that game against the Giants because we knew this was going to be tough. And then you've got the Raiders coming here next week, we'll see. They're fine. I don't think they're not as good as the Bills. They're not as bad as the Giants. So we'll, you know, somewhere in it's a team they're going to be competing with as far as like playoff spot and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, we'll get to that as the week goes along. This other thing from the weekend. The Colts, man, they are not good. And I know they didn't have Michael Pittman, and that absolutely slowed them down. I mean, I get it. But this love fest that we saw from the national media, especially with the Colts, because they added Matt Ryan, I don't understand it. I mean, Carson Wentz is throwing the ball all over the place for Washington, and the Colts can't get anything going. So are the Jaguars the team the Titans should be worried about in the AFC South? I don't know. I'm not worried about anybody in the AFC South. And that's why I say, like, I saw a graphic earlier this week. I think, I can't remember how many teams. It was 8 or 9 teams last year started 0-2, and none of them made the playoffs. Well, sometimes teams are bad, and they start 0-2 because they're bad, right? I mean, that you're going to see that more often than not. Even if the Titans start 0-2 here, they're going to win the division. Like, I have not seen anything yet that convinces me that they're not going to win the division. I mean, I think the Texans and the Jaguars are better than they were last year. I think they maybe are better than some people expected them to be. They're still not good. I mean, you're talking about, you know, maybe 6-7 wins, something like that. The Titans are still a 9-10-11 win team. I mean, nothing has changed as far as that's concerned. So I just, you know, I get that they may not be the team that's going to be the number one seed. I mean, it's tough to be the number one seed back-to-back years anyway. But with the improvements that these other teams made in the AFC, I don't think it's ever something that we should have expected. The improvements and the fact the Titans have a really tough schedule this year, getting all the teams that finished first last year, plus having to play the entire AFC West. So, you know, I don't think that we ever should have expected that, but you can't, there's nothing I can see tonight that will lead me to believe that the Titans are not going to win the AFC South. I just don't, there's not a good team. There's not another good team. So, every time that we see the Colts out there, I just get less and less concerned about them as a challenger. I just don't think they have it. And, you know, that's Frank Reich is probably going to get fired. Chris Ballard, you know, I mean, I don't know how you fire him with as much as everybody loves him. But it just goes to show you that, you know, building an NFL team without a franchise quarterback is really hard, right? And these guys that were in Indianapolis for so long with Peyton Manning, with Andrew Luck, I mean, it's pretty easy to look like a good coach, a good general manager, or whatever, when you have those guys. I mean, we're seeing it with the Patriots. I mean, the Patriots won yesterday, but, you know, Bill Belichick is obviously a great coach. I mean, nobody's going to question that. He's not a good general manager. Tom Brady hid a lot of that stuff for a lot of years because Tom Brady was so good. So, you know, these guys that make these careers, the Bill Polians, those types of guys that, you know, look like these great architects of teams. Well, when you've got Peyton Manning, when you've got Andrew Luck, when you've got Tom Brady, whoever it may be, it just makes you look better. So, you know, we'll see. Again, it's a long season, and there are a lot of ups and downs. But it's like this, like the Colts, for everybody being so high on them, I just never saw it. And now, through 2 weeks, seeing what we've seen from them, I mean, they're, what, 0-1-1 in the division to start off. Do any of you believe that if the Titans would have started with the Texans and the Jaguars, they would be 0-1-1? I don't. Now, I know, I mean, I saw the Giants game. I know how they played poorly there. But I am fully convinced that the Titans will win their first game against the Jags and win their first game against the Texans. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll see how it plays out. But I just, again, I have no concerns over them winning the division. And then we'll see where it goes from there. We'll see how the passing game develops. We'll see what Derrick Henry looks like. We'll see how the defense comes together without Harold Landry. I mean, all these things, all these questions that we have, we will see how they develop as the year goes along. But I just, they're going to win the division, figure it out as the season goes on, be ready to go when the playoffs start. I mean, that's kind of the whole deal, right? The first goal is always win the division, and then you go from there. So, again, I'm probably more convinced than ever that the Titans are going to be your three-time reigning AFC South champions. All right, that'll do it for today. Obviously, big night tonight. It's going to be fun to watch, and hopefully the Titans can go up there and put on a good show. And man, I mean, if they win, awesome. If they win to move to 1-1, I mean, that's just kind of gets you to where maybe you would have expected them to be starting the season in a different way. And the Titans are so good at, like, flipping the script that you expect to happen, ending at the same result. But, you know, that it would just be a very Mike Vrabel Titans-esque thing for them to still be 1-1 after two games, but have lost to the Giants and beat the Bills. But anyway, we'll see how it goes. MuseumMiracles.com will have all the information that you need today heading up to the game, live thread during the game, recap right after the game. I'll record a podcast after the game that'll be ready for you in the morning. Again, just search out Museum Miracles Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You can find us there. Please subscribe, rate, review, all those types of things. We'll have a show with the Raiders guy next week. It'll be good stuff. So plenty to tune into. So again, I'm Jimmy Morris at JMorrisMCM, MuseumMiracles.com. @TitansMCM. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again later tonight.